Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores how goodness is not just an attribute of God, but a command for his people. True goodness isn't about surface-level morality. It's an active, intentional pursuit of righteousness, justice, and love in a way that reflects God's character. Our key verse is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, mortal one, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we explored the goodness of God, understanding that his nature is entirely good and that his goodness leads to our salvation. Today, we shift our focus to something many Christians overlook. Goodness is not just something that we admire in God. It's something that he requires of us. Our key verse, Micah chapter 6, verse 8, makes this clear. He has told you, mortal one, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. God doesn't just suggest goodness as a nice trait for believers. He commands it. He requires us to act with justice, love with kindness, and to walk in humility. But what does this actually mean? Today, we are going to break down how biblical goodness is more than just morality. It's a call to live righteously, do justice, and reflect God's goodness in a dark world. Many people misunderstand goodness as simply not doing bad things. But biblical goodness isn't just about avoiding sin. It's about actively choosing righteousness, standing for truth, and doing what is right. James chapter 4, verse 17 tells us, "So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, for him it is sin." This means that goodness is not just about avoiding evil, but about taking action. It is about doing what is right, even when it's difficult. Look at Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. A man was beaten and left for dead on the side of the road. A priest saw him and walked right by. A Levite saw him and walked right by. But a Samaritan, someone despised by the Jews, stopped, helped him, and paid for the care. Jesus then asked, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" The answer was obvious: the one who had shown mercy. Jesus then said, "Go and do the same." Goodness isn't about avoiding sin. It's about taking action to love, serve, and bring healing to those around us. So with that in mind, let's explore how God commands us to walk in goodness. Throughout Scripture, God repeatedly commands his people to live lives of goodness. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, "Love must be free of hypocrisy. Detest what is evil, cling to what is good." This verse highlights that goodness requires discernment. We must not only cling to what is good, but also reject what is evil. Similarly, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10 tells us, "Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary." So then, while we have opportunity, let's do to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Goodness is something that we actively pursue. Even when it's difficult, we are called to persevere in goodness and do good to everyone, not just those who are easy to love. Consider Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your own power to do it." If we have the ability to help, to give, to encourage, or to serve, God commands us to do it. Now, if we want to understand how to walk in goodness, we must look at how Jesus demonstrated this command. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Jesus went about doing good. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He forgave sinners. And he defended the oppressed. Even on the cross, he prayed for those who crucified him, saying in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus didn't just talk about goodness. He lived it, and he calls us to do the same. But how do we practically live out goodness in our daily lives? If we are commanded to walk in goodness, we must have some ways to do that daily. So here are a few practical ways to help you in your walk. Number one is speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, that is Christ." Goodness isn't about compromising truth to be nice. It's about speaking truth with love and grace. Number two is help those in need. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 says, "One who is gracious to a poor person lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed." Goodness requires generosity. Look for ways to serve, to give, and to meet real needs. Number three is stand for justice. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, obtain justice for the orphan, and plead for the widow's case." True goodness requires standing for righteousness, even when it's unpopular. Now, number four is forgive and show mercy. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13 say, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other." Goodness means extending grace and mercy, just as God has done for us. Now the last one, number five, is live with integrity. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 says, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the treacherous will destroy them." Goodness is about living with honesty, faithfulness, and integrity in all things. Now, here's a challenge for you today. Ask yourself, where can I actively live out God's command for goodness today? Goodness is not optional. It is a command. God calls us to walk in goodness. to stand for righteousness and to serve others and reflect his character in a broken world. Now, tomorrow, we will explore how goodness is a testimony to the world and how our actions can point others to Christ. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.